Government prosecutors say the national outbreak of fungal meningitis traced to contaminated drugs from a pharmaceutical compounding company in Framingham back in 2012 was entirely preventable. 76 people died. Prosecutors claim that New England Compounding Center supervisory pharmacist Glenn Chin killed those people with conduct so dangerous it created a probability that they die. In week three of Chin's federal trial, the focus is on those who died. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
Michigan is the state hit hardest, and Michigan was home to Corinna Baxter. She routinely received steroid injections that made her back feel better, but her last injection in August 2012 did not help. Her daughter, Anita, testified yesterday she started getting headaches, dizzy spells, slurring her words, and having balancing issues. Corinna Baxter quickly worsened. I'd never seen her or anyone in this kind of pain in my entire life, her daughter said. A month later, her mother had a massive stroke, caused, the hospital explained, by fungus eating blood cells at the base of Baxter's brainstem. The doctor who injected Corinna Baxter with a steroid and, unknowingly, with the fungus as well, is Edward Washabaugh from the Michigan Pain Clinic. Once you break the skin barrier with a syringe, he told prosecutor Amanda Strachan, you have lost the number one prevention from infections, so sterile drugs are a must. Asked if he relied on the steroid vials from the New England Compounding Center being sterile, Washabaugh answered, absolutely. You'd never order a drug from a company if it wasn't sterile. But the drugs weren't sterile, as NECC had assured and its pharmacist, Glenn Chin, had attested. And when the prosecutor showed Washabaugh the $7,000 order he had signed for the deadly steroids the doctor later injected into Corinna Baxter and others, he called it that horrible day. That's a joke, Washabaugh snapped bitterly. Objection, exclaimed defense attorney Steve Weymouth. Washabaugh kept going. It is a small pittance for what that drug has cost me in my life. Washabaugh stopped to compose himself while talking of five of his own patients who died after he injected them with contaminated steroids compounded by Glenn Chin. And his pain clinic in Michigan accounts for as many as 19 of the 76 deaths nationwide. As the cases began to multiply, doctors at the pain clinic worked double shifts, performing sometimes multiple spinal taps to identify the victims. Balls of fungus inside people's bodies formed abscesses. Those who survived the infections went through long, painful courses of antifungal treatment that Washabaugh compares to chemotherapy, with toxins damaging to livers and kidneys. The defense has told the jurors that if they consider facts, not emotions or sympathy, the government has no evidence Glenn Chin murdered anyone. But through witnesses and emails, the prosecution has tried to establish that Chin knew the lab was filthy, the drugs were not sterile, that they weren't properly tested, and that he was engaged in a massive fraud. In the days before the company ramped up its production, one technician testified, Chin warned that if the drugs weren't clean, quote, they could really expletive someone up. An email from the company president, Barry Cadden, in June 2012 warned Chin, this is a catastrophe waiting to happen. People could die. A couple of months later, they did. Cadden went to prison for 9 years. Chin could be facing life. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.